We are studying in the book Talmud HaSefirot on page Ayin in the Hebrew version, that's page 70. We're in part 2 of Talmud HaSefirot in Histaklut Pnimit on item 74. You can ask questions at cab.tv. Related questions to the study topic will be asked during the topic. Again, we're in Talmud HaSefirot, volume 1, part 2, page Ayin, page 70 in the Hebrew version, item Ayin Dalet 74.
What are you reading? Give me a break. Read the previous title.
Previous item, 973. The Or Makif purifies the Masach.
Because?
Because the Or Makif, the surrounding light, purifies the Masach. Because it wants to permeate, but the Masach detains it. Now, item 74. The reason for it is that Or Makif, surrounding light, is the Or Elyon, the upper light that cannot permeate the Netzal, the emanated being, because of the Masach, the screen that stops it from expanding further than its own level, remains outside the Patsuf and surrounds it. In other words, it shines on it from afar. Because the Or Makif wants to shine in the Pnimiut, the internality of the Patsuf, as it did in Ein Sof, when it shone in Bechina Dalet as well, it strikes the Masach and purifies it. In other words, it revokes the Aviyut and the Kashiyut in it so that it can permeate.
Of course, it's just for us to see how the Kli is comprised. That the surrounding light is outside of the Kli. There is no such thing as being outside of the Kli. We're only talking about the will to receive, which is the creature, which was created, and the light is in it, like in the first state, and then the light is restricted. What does it mean, the light is restricted? The Kli restricts itself from feeling the light. The Kli does all these actions and the light is in absolute rest. Although it is the cause for all these activities in the Kli indirectly. And then the Kli performs all kinds of activities. It is divided into internal and external. So it says the light is outside of me. What does it mean, outside of me? It is identified with the inner part of the Kli and the external part as if it doesn't belong to us, as we see in our perception of reality with us. There's me and there's everything outside of me, and outside of me everything is my own integral parts of me. But my attitude towards it is like to something external. Therefore, there's an inner Kli, external Kli, inner light, surrounding light. This is how the Kli itself divides himself into few pieces in his feeling.
What does it mean, it shines on him from afar?
This is what it means, that it shines from afar, that there's an illumination inside the Kelim, inside the desires. It is the same light, only it shines, when it shines weakly, it is called illumination, and it shines in such a way that it seems to me that it is from afar, meaning not in my main desires, rather in my less important desires. This is what it means from afar. And also, what is far away from me or closer to me, meaning I begin to grade my desires according to certain values, and then I say that it shines upon me from afar, meaning I consider myself as the inner part. So this is how the entire reality is divided.
According to what values are the desires graded?
If we're talking about spirituality, then with respect to bestowal, this is the measurement. If we're talking with respect to our world, then it is with reference to reception. So I'm saying he's far away from me or close away to me. This is how I recognize things that are still vegetative, animate, human beings.
So in spirituality, in relation to bestowal, what does it mean that the desires are graded according to values? And as a result of that, there is something that shines on it from afar, for instance. What grading is there?
What can I use in order to bestow now and here that is considered closer? And as much as I cannot bestow with those desires, they are considered to be far away from me to such an extent that I say that these are external because they're not corrected for bestowal. And what they contain is the surrounding light, which is a light that will be revealed when I will correct those desires.
Sharon from Bikat Ono is asking, how can the light nullify the aviyut and the kashiyut of the masach?
The light, when it influences me, it brings me the greatness of the Creator. And in the greatness of the Creator, there are several actions here, several possible actions. It's either it nullifies the force of restriction, resistance, or it adds to it. It either adds a desire to me or purifies my desire. So it all depends on the direction I'm working on. Everything is done by the upper light, so I don't understand the question, how does the upper light do this or do that? It is always the upper light operating and no one else. But what important is the direction. It also does the view, the clipot, just shattering. Everything is the light.
Can you say that the Or Makif is the dissemination of the Or Yashar, the direct light?
I don't know. That you're too sophisticated for me. Amika, did you write the question down?
What does it mean that the Or Elyon, the upper light, cannot clothe because the Masach is following it in order to expand to its level? What does it mean to expand to?
The Masach determines how much of a reflected light the Kli can express, meaning a measurement of bestowal. And according to the measurement of bestowal that comes from the low one, this is how the upper light can turn itself from a surrounding light into internal light. Everything depends on the amount of the reflected light.
Meaning that, for continuation, since the Or Makif wants to eliminate in the internality of the Partsuf that is in Bichina Dalet, then through it, and that it what expands more than it has in its level.
In the light of Ein Sof, the light filled up everything, including Bechinat Daled, which received. Now there is a prohibition over Bechinat Daled to receive, because she is in order to receive. And to the extent that she can work in order to bestow, she is filled up. So what's not clear about it?
It's difficult that there is this hierarchy suddenly here.
Of course there is hierarchy.
And the Kli does that.
But the hierarchy, it's not according to the desires, the size of the desire as it was in Ein Sof. In Ein Sof there was hierarchy only according to the size of the desire. Great desire, great light. Small desire, small light. However, now we have a Masach. And then, according to the Masach and the reflected light, we have the importance and the clothing of the light inside the Kelim.
What does it mean that in the Masach, that it makes a specific invitation for the light?
The Masach gives me appreciation with respect to my system, not according to the size of my desire, rather according to my ability to bestow. Perhaps I have a 1,000 tons desire, but I can bestow only 100 grams. Perhaps my desire is 100 kilograms, and I can bestow 99 kilograms. So who's bigger, who's greater? For the time being, the one with the 100 kilograms desire, and the one with 1,000 kilogram desire is smaller because he's in the beginning of his path.
But tamasach does it in this opposite way, meaning that it prevents the light from coming to the desire and it raises or chozer in bestowal. So this is as if two components here.
No. These are not two components. The masach and the aviut, they're measured one versus the other. They work together. It can be masach greater the aviut, rather it can be on part of the aviut. The restriction is on the entire aviut. You don't have any other data other than the will to receive, and that's all you work with. What's so hard about it? It's like yesterday. You saw this particle everyone spoke of. They really hope that they found a particle that gives them the matter of the creation, a desire. Other than the desire, you have the intention in order to receive or in order to bestow. So there are other particles which bring you plus or minus, but the particle which they have discovered now, it is as if this is the fundamental basics particle, only a desire. Well, you will turn it around in order to receive or in order to bestow. Well, there are additional particles that work this way, but this particle gives the mass to everything else, a desire. Therefore, it is said that if we discover it, we discover the foundation of the entire creation of the entire universe. And what they're about to reveal is, and what do they reveal? What do they discover? They discover that these are not particles as we understand them to be, as matter blocks. Like, these are forces. Is that it? Okay, so let's continue.
Item Ayin Hey, 75. First, the Masach becomes strong, then the light, the Or. In the beginning, the Masach becomes strong and pushes it backwards. Afterwards, the Or increases and purifies the Masach. However, it only cancels the level of the Aviyut, coarseness, over which there was the Zivug de Haka'ah. If the Zivug de Haka'ah was on Bechina Dalet, it nullifies the Aviyut of Bechina Dalet that stops it from clothing in the Partsuf, leaving the Aviyut de Bechina Gimel, which it had no dealings with. If the Zivug de Haka'ah was on Aviyut of Bechina Gimel, it cancels only Aviyut of Bechina Gimel and leaves Aviyut of Bechina Bet, etc.
Meaning the upper light cancels the greatest aviyut, the greatest resistance. That's clear, right? And it is always done gradually. It cancels a lesser and lesser aviyut. As we know, the masach, when it went down to the tabur, it's in the tabur, and then inside the partsuf, in the toch of the partsuf, there's the inner light, and then the masach begins to purify. So 4-3-2-1 root until it purifies. How? Through the surrounding light, which cancels the masach gradually from the heavier to the lighter. So the external border, the greatest, is cancelled by the surrounding light, first of all, obviously, because it is the most obvious thing, and the smaller things, they come next.
From the Cholon group, they're asking, what is in the Masach that has the ability to follow the light?
The inequivalence. You want to bestow upon me, I restrict myself, and I say, I don't receive. And then I operate the masach. I want to bestow. I have nothing to bestow. What will I give you? So I'm saying, now I'm prepared to receive from you only a tiny part. And that reception will be as bestowal. So I'm using your desire to benefit me with your love, with the pleasure that you want to give me. I'm using all that in order to give you back the same thing. So therefore, the connection between the giver and the receiver is done only through the masach. No masach, no connection. Yes, Amikam.
What's the reason that really it purifies only the aviyut, the biggest opposition to it?
The aviyut in the masach, the surrounding light, aviyut cannot be purified. Aviyut remains always. Rather, aviyut that is a part of the masach. This is what I purify.
But the Or Makif is the same Or Makif. It can purify the whole four or five pchinot that are above the masach.
No, that's wrong. He can't. Because with a certain aviyut, he has an issue with some connections, some dealings with, but not with all types of aviyut.
The question is why?
Because this is the external klipa of the kli, which is in contact with the surrounding light. This is what it pressures. This is what it needs to cancel.
It could be that since each klipa or aviyut receives some response from the masach that it needs in order to understand the greatness of the next degree?
I don't know. This is your own philosophy. It's not written this way anywhere. I don't care what you say. I care what the book says.
If the light nullifies the masach, why for the first time is as if come prevents it and returns it, and then afterwards it receives?
This is what it means, that it cancels it.
So what does it mean that it has or chozer? The light's supposed to nullify the masach.
Hold on a minute. What are you talking about now? Let me sketch something. We have a reel to receive. We have the upper light that comes to the masach. The masach rejects it. After having rejected the light, it examines. Well, first of all, it rejects it 100%. 100%. And then it receives from it as much as it decides to receive. This decision is taken in the Rosh. It rejects 100% and then it makes a calculation. Let's say I'm going to receive 50%. I can't receive more than that. And then he receives the upper light in 50%, turns it into opnimi, inner light, and this is how it receives from Peh to Tabur. Now, when he receives, when he goes down, he decides upon a certain size of a desire, and that desire necessarily is comprised from Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, root 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, he received 50% and he didn't receive 50%, and that 50% is the surrounding light which pressures here. Where should that surrounding light be? Actually, it should fill this part in us, the sof of the patsuf. This is where the surrounding light is. This is where it's supposed to be. Here is the kli. Here is the kli for the surrounding light, for the Or Makif. And then, what does the surrounding light want now? He wants to bring down this masach and to fill the entire kli 100%. But the masach stands there and says, no, I'm purifying. I can't stand that decision. You're pushing me one way. I'm returning back to the other way. He keeps himself from receiving, and then he begins to purify. 4, 3, 2, 1, root, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shosh. This is how he purifies himself.
If there was this concept of time, I would have asked how much time did the light stay there in order to get prevented.
No such thing.
So if the light wants to come into the kli and doesn't want to consider the masach, so why doesn't it just cancel it from the beginning? Why does there have to be this situation where the masach prevents it and then afterwards it cancels it?
When? Where? In Tabu or in Peh?
It doesn't matter where.
It does matter, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll put it this way. If we see that the light wants to fulfill the whole kli and doesn't consider the masach.
What do you mean it doesn't take it into consideration? It doesn't purify it before there is a masach. Perhaps this is what you mean, I don't know. We have a masach which stands in Pederosh. So here is the receiving masach, and here is the restricting masach. The light purifies the masach which received. This is the masach standing here inside the Parzuf. This is what the light purified, and the masach standing in Pederosh and says, thus far and no more, doesn't purify it. It can't.
What does it mean it cannot if the reason for the canceling the masach is...
We're not talking about the same masach. You're not listening to anything I'm saying.
If the reason for the purification is that the light wants to fill the whole kli, what does it mean that the light cannot cancel the masach? One masach it can and the other it can't?
The reason for the purification is the light that wants to fill up the kli. The light is not going to purify the masach. It wants to fill up the kli, and by pressuring the masach and the masach disagreeing to expand itself, so it purifies. That means that the surrounding light purifies the masach. It wants to push it downward. It wants to push it downward. It wants to push it downward. And the masach says, no, I'm rising, I'm getting rid of my entire aviyut, my entire coarseness. All those things are done only in the tabu. Only in the tabu. After it was filled up. After there is a border and it is clear where the border, where the limit is. If there is no limit yet, then there is no problem. Yes?
I'm asking how from the beginning the masach can be positioned before the light and afterwards it cannot be. Well, that's the process. What's the difference?
That's a difference. That's true. Because the masach that performs zivug de'akan decision in Pederosh, it makes a zivug de'akan calculation only with the same light which he is about to receive in order to bestow. And not with the same light that will come to me as a surrounding light and will demand me to receive more.
But they say that the Or Makiv is just discernments.
I was working real hard now and received $100 million. It was clear to me what is the $100 million that I'm about to profit. Now I have an asset of $100 million. And now I have to cope another question. What am I going to do now? Because before... there was no fulfillment, and now I do have it, so it's a different state. Please continue. Yeah, and you think about it.
Adam Ayin Vav, 76. Bechina Dalet does not become absent, although it has been purified into Bechina Gimel. You already know that in any renewal of form in spirituality, the previous form does not become absent as a consequence. That is because there is no absence in spirituality, but only an additional tzura, form. From that you may conclude that this Bechina Dalet that has now become purified into its Bechina Gimel is considered to have departed from that Netzal and become a new Netzal that is added to the first. The Bechina Dalet in it is not the Bechina Dalet in Bechina Dalet, but Bechina Gimel in Bechina Dalet. However, that his dachut, that purification, did not cause any changes in the first Netzal as a result of that.
Meaning the light purifies only the Bechina that was working now. It purifies it, and this is what it's working on. It purified it, that's it. Now it comes to the next, moving on to the next action. So everything goes as a cause and a consequence. Stop, 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 stop. This is what we learn. Cause and effect, cause and effect. And there are no other actions, like in quantum, like in doses, in steps.
Edan from Nahari is asking, what's the purpose of the process of purification of the masach? Means that it, so the masach doesn't receive in order to receive.
First of all, these are the actions, so we cannot say that there's any other opportunity to do something else. So there's the light, the kli, the will to receive, the will to bestow, two forces like in physics, one versus the other. Both are operating and both are weakening each other and both are connecting together. And this is how they work, and this is how they operate all the way through in the entire creation from beginning to end. There is nothing more than the light and the kli. Only the light that operates on the kli makes it perform restrictions, masachim, and the kli in return reacts to the light from what it received from the light, the restrictions and the masachim. Constantly, both of them are always in the creation. There's no more than the creator and the creature, and how the creature is changing due to the influence of the creator, and so on.
Sharon from Bikatono is asking, why does the light purify the Av before the Zach part?
Because the cursor is on the border. Here is where the Av is, the red in the tabu. This is the coarsest part. It stops the light from expanding into the kli. And therefore, this is what the light purifies. This is where it puts its pressure on.
He's asking, there's this principle of from light to heavy.
No. This isn't working on the aviut, but here the aviut is apparent and it became a kli. And therefore, the light that comes to cancel it, not to give strength, rather to cancel it. It cancels the greatest aviut in the masach, not the aviut in the masach, the aviut in the masach, which disturbs him from expanding onward to the sof of the patsuf.
Sasha from Georgia, is asking, can the light purify the masach until it is cancelled completely and disappears?
Yes, this is what it does. These are the ascents and descents in spirituality, the expansion of the light is the ascent, and the purification of the kli, the exit of the light, the departure of the light, this is the descent. But the expansion of the light and its departure makes the kli worthy of its role, because like you receive 10,000 shekels payroll, and now you were corrected, so now you have a deficiency. What will you do now? Before, you did not have a deficiency. Before, you didn't receive anything. Now you received it and you won't be given anymore, because now you're empty. This is how the deficiency, the desire works.
The aviot, what you now answered Sharon, the aviot in the masach, that it limits the... that it causes the purification from Dalet to Gimel, Gimel to Bet, and also, what's it created from? It's not created from the Sof?
No, the Kli, the way it decided, like the Kli decided here in Pederosh, that now I'm going to receive part of the light inside of it, he decided upon the whole four bechinot. There is no partial in spirituality. You cannot decide only on part of it. The desire always have to be a complete desire. The desire is always comprised from four bechinot. And when it decides later on to purify from tabu and rise back, it always decides all the way through. There's nothing partial in between. It's from Rosh to tabu and from tabu back to Rosh. Yes, Moti.
You said that there is nothing in spirituality other than light and kli. All of these billions of things that we see are details we see in relation to that?
Yes, only. These are all the details which are revealed inside the desire, inside the kli. It's not the kli itself that changes, rather its impressions from the light. This is what we have. The entire reality, all the worlds, all the divisions, everything, including everything, is only inside the will to receive. And this is how it feels the changes in it. He doesn't change. Only different kinds of divisions and connections
And now we're starting to discover that with this God particle that you talked about.
Well, they can't discover that. They're not even thinking in that direction. They don't have such internality and externality.
But all these discoveries come from above, so it seems like maybe...
Yes, the fact that this principle particle of the masses of the desire is revealed, especially now, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing that it is happening now, especially now.
What's this upper plan? There are these, you know, a certain amount of particles and elements, and now they found this new particle. So maybe in some more time they'll like reveal another particle, something else, and then they'll say, hey, look, in Talmud Sefirot, it's written here thousands of years ago.
Why should I do that for? They're structured in such a way that they're operating according to different principles. I understand them real well. They can't.
I hope it's in the right direction. Now we're in the last half hour of Talmud Sefirot before the Congress. Is there something that we should all now focus on in order to attract the light now from this study specifically before the convention?
Yes, throughout the entire study. Really, it doesn't really matter. It also depends on the person himself. One is excited or impressed while he's reading an article, another person when he's reading tests.
Item Ayin Zayin, 77. Immediately at the purification of Bechina Gimel, the Or Elyon made a zivug with her because it never stops shining. It has been explained earlier that the Or Elyon does not stop shining in the lower ones even for a minute. The Hitpashtut, the expansion to the Netzal, depends solely on the preparation of the Kli, meaning according to the measure of the will to receive in the Netzal. Any time the Netzal awakens and yearns for the Or Elyon, it immediately receives it to the extent of its Ratzon, desire. Bechina Dalet had been purified into Bechina Gimel, became a new Netzal in and of herself, and extended the Or Elyon to herself. Afterwards, new ten sefirot of Or Elyon had emerged in her from above downward, as well as new ten sefirot of Or Chozer from below upward, just as the first Netzal expanded. However, there is a significant difference between their levels. That is because the new Netzal lacks the degree of Keter and reaches only as high as Chochmah.
Any questions about it? I think they did not hear. Where are you?
77.
Immediately, at the Kchut of Bechina Gimel, the upper light made the zivug with her because it never stops shining. Meaning, the Masach that comes from Dalet to Gimel, from Gimel to Bet, every time the upper light keeps on shining to it from above, this way. And then the Masach, which keeps reaching a point of a revelation of the new Aviyu, then the upper light operates on it, and this is how it purifies more. So that's clear, because he reached its limit, it bumps into it, and that's it. The light is in a constant rest, but the Masach reveals itself to be in Dalet Gimel Bet, Aleph Shoresh, and therefore it enters its field, and therefore it makes contact with it and mutual action.
And this drawing, or in general, I don't know how the Masach can decide so the light can receive 30% of light in order to bestow. On what? Like, how can it do that?
How can he decide after he tried? And if I try, and it won't be in order to bestow. And how can you make any actions anyway without a precise calculation? Where do you see anything like it in nature? There is no such thing. Even here, it doesn't happen. Only absent-mindedly, because we do not know about it. But actually, it never happens this way. There's always a calculation and only then an action.
But with what data can it decide on that? Like, how does it know 30% instead of 40%?
Ah, yes, Reshimot from the world of Ensof. Yes, Reshimot from the world of Ensof. And according to these Reshimot, he can now measure with the Masach how he can receive in order to bestow.
Its Reshimot could never be with this experience in order to bestow. It can only receive it. So how can it do that in terms of how much to bestow? How much does it know to bestow?
You're right. It's a different light, a different pleasure. But during the shame, he got an impression of the greatness of the Creator. And even before, in the world of Ein Sof, he was impressed from the greatness of the light that filled Apechina Dalet. So he has the data of the greatness of the Creator in his eyes about his will to receive, about the pleasure that fills him, the force of bestowal, about the restriction, which is, and now we're talking about after the restriction. And accordingly, he has all the data to make the calculation. Give me an example where in technology or physics or anything else, something else exists. Now we are studying the foundations of the entire creation. These are the same laws that operate also in our corporeal world. It is the same reality, the same for Bechinot. Everything is the same. Where in our world do you have an action before a decision? Perhaps with crazy people.
Oh, it's like you're putting me into a gym. You put away all the weights, and then I say, look, I can raise up to here.
No, you don't have a Reshimot recollection about the gym. How can't you hear that? You don't have a Reshimot over these weights inside of you, in your memory. You've never tried any of them, not to receive, not to bestow, not in recognition of the greatness and the importance of the goal. Nothing of it. Here you have all the data. You don't take them into consideration. This is why you're saying the things you're saying. Well, Mutlu.
What's the mutual work that you spoke about?
I didn't.
You said that you need mutual work here.
Mutual work between the Masach and the light.
We study that the light builds the Masach. And in relation to that, you have all of the development, and it's not understood how could it be now that from something that someone else built for me, I start working with that.
Who built for you?
If the light builds the Masach.
Who?
The light. The Creator. The light.
I understand, according to my request.
If he makes the action.
So what? I ask him to.
But I don't know how it works. He makes the action. I don't do it.
I ask to have a masach. I ask to give me the force of bestowal. I ask for it. This is why I own the action. The light, after the first restriction, is in rest, and it appears only according to the invitation, only according to the order, the demand of the Kli. After the restriction, the creature being comes first, and the Creator comes second.
I requested the Masach. That's okay. He gave it. Now, where do I know how to make the calculation to do the mutual work.
In Ein Sof, I received all five courses in all of my five desires: fish, meat, salad, bread, and a cake. Okay? The whole dish. Lunch. I have a desire for it. I have a pleasure from receiving. It's clear to me what I received. Everything is clear to me. The light, the kli, and the pleasure which are revealed. Everything is inside Bechina Daled. After I received the entire meal, after took the last bite and nothing else was left, all of a sudden I feel, after I swallowed the very last part, I feel such strong shame. What did I do? I received and gave nothing in return. He gives me everything with love and all. And I feel myself in hell. I really feel ashamed of myself. So, I have a kli, I have a will to receive. A pleasure was revealed in the all four bechinot of the will to receive, four types of pleasure, and the shame in the whole spectrum, in all the levels. And then I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do now? This is Bechinat Shoresh Aleph, Bet, Gimel. They all operate on me. They all want to give me. Bechinat Dalet is receiving for herself. Don't want to receive. So what am I going to do? See what he does to me through these previous three Bechinot. What he's giving me. I want to be like them. Ah, then I won't have a shame. So what do we do now? It's not enough that I threw away the light. The fact that I threw away the light is something very severe in the restriction. I don't want to receive because I'm ashamed. So I don't care about the host either. I can say this. Although there is a restriction, meaning, although I have a shame, excuse me, although I have the feeling of shame, I am receiving in order to bring pleasure to the host. Can I say that or can't I? So what if I don't feel right? So what if I'm ashamed? But with respect to the host, in spite of the restriction, I am receiving. Can it work or not? No. What? I'll tell you why. Because I'm in agonies. I'm in shame. So the host will enjoy the fact that I'm suffering? You're not listening. The desire of the host is to fill me up, to give me pleasure. So, if I will remain in suffering, that although, in spite of the shame, I am prepared to tolerate the shame just as long as he will give me, but I won't enjoy it. So this action is useless. It's useless. Meaning I'm left with one thing to do, to take all these data and to make the opposite action, meaning to receive. But with the intention, I add an intention. I do that because of him. I do that for him, for his sake. And then I have no shame. Now I'm only working on the shame. You can say, oh, what shame? So what? Let him suffer. No, 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 no. That shame was given to me so that on top of it, from it onward, I can develop a bestowal in return, a mutual bestowal. Now the shame for me is a technical data, but it is a very important data, a very important piece in me. Now I am ashamed in 100%. How much can I resemble the Creator? By doing so, I will bestow upon Him in return, and I won't be ashamed of such an action. and I will enjoy the light that I am receiving, and by doing so, I will bring contentment upon him, and he too, because I am receiving. He will also enjoy it, and besides, he will enjoy the fact that I am like him, that I enjoy being in his status, that I'm like him. Why? Why did he give me the shame to start with? Why does he stir up such shame in me? So that I will have to neutralize it and to be like him, otherwise I don't neutralize it. So by doing so, I do all my actions and only in the direction of the Creator in return. So think. I can say thousands of words more, but basically this is something very simple.
So all of these reshimot, this whole process is in order to reveal a person degree after degree to do that.
Of course, of course.
And until he does that, he has no control over his actions except for the free choice?
He receives control from above.
Or what?
He receives control from above. He receives the strength to control his desires.
This is what I wanted to ask precisely. What does it mean, his control? A person doesn't feel that he has control in anything.
Until he receives the upper light. To be continued. Oren, keep on reading.
Ayin Zayin, 77. Sorry, Ayin Chet, 78. The reason why B'china Gimel is absent in Keter. The reason for the absence of the degree of Keter in the second Netzal is that it does not have Aviyut of B'china Dalet of B'china Dalet, which with respect to the Or Chozer is the Keter of B'china Dalet. For that reason, the Masach did not push the Or Elyon, but only from Chochmah downward, meaning that measure that was meant to permeate B'china Gimel of B'china Dalet. However, there would not be Hitpashtut, expansion, in Keter of B'china Dalet, even if the Masach had not stopped it. That is because the Kli that extended the Or Elyon did not extend more than Chochmah downward to begin with. For that reason, the Masach did not push the Or Keter back, but only from Or Chochmah downward, and thus Or Keter from this Or Chozer is absent. Since Or Keter from the Or Chozer is absent there, the Or Keter of the Or Elyon is absent there as well. That is because there is no Or that can permeate the Netzal without the Or Chozer to clothe it, being that this is its Kli for reception. That is why it can only reach as high as Chochmah.
That's clear, right? In B'china Dalet it reaches Keter. In B'china Gimel it reaches Chochmah. Clear. Because he's working with a lesser aviyut, an inverted value between the lights and vessels. Is that clear or not? Go ahead and ask.
It's clear technically, but what is the meaning of this? Let's say now I don't have the B'china Keter. What do I do with this?
He now feels that he is not a part of the human degree, rather the animate degree, and he feels that his world is limited to the animate degree and not to speaking degree. For example, what is the animate degree? Now you feel still vegetative and animate. The speaking degree, you do not feel it. Where these kelim are in the speaking degree, you don't feel them. Souls, Kabbalists, this space, this big field of light, you don't feel any of it. The connections between everything, it all eludes you. Everything lesser than that is revealed to you.
So this creates in us this desire for spirituality which is not from the group?
There's no such thing. It doesn't create any deficiency in you. This is your attainment, to the extent that you attain what you attain.
In the state of purification, we say that there is no absence in spirituality, but in any case, something remains. You say that it descends to the level of...
Everything stays, but with respect to that specific creature, it disappears.
What does it mean that it disappears?
Where? They are not revealed in him now. They remain in the general malchut, in the general system, but with respect to a person, it disappears. The fact that did certain actions yesterday, am I there today? All I'm left with is Rashimot, and that's it. Yes, Sergei.
The will to receive always remains empty, and all these actions are in the Masach, as I understood.
The will to receive is filled up with the clothing of the light of Chassadim, with the clothing of the intention in order to bestow. It's not a naked will to receive, because there was a restriction. Yes?
In order to bestow is the Masach. Can you return to the previous drawing?
Okay, in order to bestow, this is the Masach. So what?
What's under the red line? That's the tabur from here below?
No, there's nothing down here.
It doesn't receive anything there.
I'm talking about here, above. I'm talking about the yellow. I'm talking about the above the red line, from Pe to Tabu. Here is the direct light with the clothing of the reflected light. The light of Chochmah with the clothing of the light of Chassadim.
That is the Masach.
Yes.
Now another question, is it possible? When the creation wants to see these discernments of Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel, what are these discernments? How does it measure? How does it see the? What's its indication for seeing Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalit? What are the values? I don't know how to ask it.
These are the degrees of avyut, the degrees of the size of the will to receive. Yes, Rami.
In this drawing, can you do this big square that surrounds everything and say that everything happens in the desire?
This is the square where everything happens in.
I'm saying a frame around everything that you drew and say that everything's happening in the desire.
There's no more desire but that.
Again, I'm asking, can you put a frame around it?
No, there is no such square.
So how can I say what is outside the desire? Who says what is outside the desire? Because here you're writing that as if there is things outside the desire.
Circles, igulim.
Okay, let's say b'chinat sof, we say that it's empty. Why do we define that thing that is called consium, conclusion? If it's empty, it's empty. What does it mean, the end of the desire?
Empty? These are desires that I can feel up for the time being.
So what does... There is a part of the desire that I feel is being empty. It is between the tabur and siyum. So what is this boundary called siyum, conclusion? If it's empty, it's empty. How can I say that it's the end of the desire?
That I have no more desires.
Like, until here, I have a boundary, no more desire?
Yes, I feel a limit. I have no more desires. How much desire do I have? I always have a limited desire, will to receive.
The sof has to be as if end sof, like no end.
No end or endless. It doesn't mean that there are endless desires. It means that there's an endless desire, a fulfillment inside the desire. It's the wrong definition. Your definition for end sof is wrong. That glass, when it's completely filled, it is in the state of end sof, no end. That's it. That is what it means, no end. There's no limit. No, you feel it all the way through. You can't add a single drop to it. So that means that I am in end sof, in no end.
I'll ask in a different way. In the four phases of direct life, we say that in the first, second, and third phases, there is this complete inversion of the work of the light and the kli. Completely different discernments. It's not like transition from first to the second phase, etc. But now in Bechina Dalit, in the fourth phase, we say that there is this expansion of Bechina Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalit, the first four phases, that it's not analog. It's this completely inverted reality. What does it mean, expansion from Bechina Bet, from the second phase, in relation to Bechina Gimel? What is the purification in Bechina Bet in relation to Bechina Gimel? So what does it happen where, like until here, where?
It's the same thing like in the four phases of direct light. If we are rising from below upward, so although it is according to the Kelim, this is Malchut Zeranpin, Bina, Chochma, and Keter, but on the other hand, we're saying Dalet Bet Gimel Dalet Aleph Shoresh. So of course, this is an entire world. If I reach Bina, or if I reach Chochma, again, these are opposite bechinot from each other. Opposite. It's like the four phases of direct light operate on me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from below upward. Each is a whole world of its own, you're right. This is how it works. And there is also interconnection between them, Malchut Deor Yashar, Keter of reflected light, and so on. This is how they complement each other. Same people over and over again.
Pacha from Moscow is asking, why do you speak about the desire in four phases, in four bchinot? In our world, we don't see that.
He didn't study with us kamikaven ve lo kamikaven. Efshar ve ifshar, what we've learned from Masechet Pesachim. There it explains that there is no more. The combinatoric out of two is four. Can't be any other way.
In our world, we don't see that, really?
What can we see?
He says, in our world, we don't see four phases. We don't see four bchinot.
In our world, in everything, there is root and four bechinot. In everything.
Uriel from Eilat, they're asking, how do we make that scrutiny of what brings contentment to the Creator?
What brings some contentment upon the Creator is the fact that you enjoy from Him.
A student from Mexico is asking, can you control the Masach?
Masach is 100% control in the hands of the creature.
Alexei from Haifa is asking, where do we make the free choice? On what point of the Masach? And if it's not in the Masach, where is it?
The free choice is not between the Kli and the Light. The free choice is between man and his environment, his group, where he receives an additional desire. There is no free choice from above downward. There is no free choice in the expansion in the level of this world. There is a free choice only for those who start rising from below upward, those who come to the group, and there they find their point of free choice.
Gilad Nahari from the Kennes is asking, in relation to nullification towards the friend, can you describe what we studied here in relation to nullification towards the friends?
You can say that. To a certain degree, you can say that, yeah. Okay, now let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
And before that, we'll sing a song together. שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין
לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח בליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה השפעה לבורא מטרה עליונה אך מקודם דרושה אהבת החברה לבטל את עצמנו להיכנס בסביבה ובכך להשיג השתרבות הצורה וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה להגדיל את הרצון להגדיל כוונה עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה